Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversations are pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Did you bring your thinking caps? Because it's time to put them on. Because the conversation starts now. Oh, bless your heart. Well, welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. This is the spot, the location, the place where the conversation is pointed. The guests are sharp. There she is right there. And the responses are never dull. In Australia with Danny V. Brains, guess what? She's been nominated for Mompreneur.
I'm actually a finalist now. So I'm a finalist in Coach of the Year and Fitness and Nutrition. Yep.
So tell me a little bit about what that process is like, because I've had a lot of guests that have went through it and have, you know, gotten the award. So what's that feel like?
It's amazing. Last year I won wellness and wellbeing. So I won gold for wellness and wellbeing. And so that process, you fill out an application and you have to speak about your business and your purpose and your mission and why you're a point of difference in your industry. And then you do sit for an interview. So my interviews for this year is actually this Thursday. And they just ask you similar questions to what's in your application, but also sort of, I guess, getting to know you as a person, because, you know, some people can write better and some people can speak better. So you go through that process of speaking about that. Then they judge you against the other finalists and the best person wins.
And what do you win? A beautiful award or a plaque?
So you get a beautiful trophy. And then you also, there's other prizes involved as well. And then you have heaps of opportunities to grow your business with Oz Mompreneur. So I've written blog posts and I'm running a masterclass at the next conference and things like that. So it's really hands you so many wonderful opportunities. The ladies, Peace and Katie, that run it are phenomenal.
Yeah, I know Peace Mitchell. Well, she was on my show. She was one of my guests.
So oh, really?
I absolutely love her. And I love her story of how she even started this. And she's been traveling all around the world, doing conferences.
This has been huge.
She went from A to Z. So it said that you build confidence using groundbreaking tools of mindset, nutrition, and self-care and movement. Mm-hmm. You get us chubby girls moving and feeling good about ourselves?
Yeah, I really do. I really love to support women in finding what makes them feel good when they move. So, you know, doing a HIIT workout might make you feel disgusting, so don't do it. Maybe yoga's your thing, or maybe walking's your thing. So working with the mindset and the actual individual, we find out what makes them feel good, and then we get that into their lifestyle and creating habits with that.
Well, you know, it's so important to move it, because if you don't move it, you will lose it. And I find that myself getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, they have it on our public television. Woman comes and does the yoga, but just 20 minutes can make all the difference in your entire day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So even if you don't even have 20 minutes, make it 10 minutes, you know, movement is so important. And if you do have a desk job, like, just get up and do a bit of a dance or walk from one end of the office or one end of the house to the other. And just get your body moving, and that creates a better mindset as well. So when you move your body, you feel better, your mind's better, and it's just this beautiful connection.
You know, nutrition is a toughie, because I'm a foodie. I love to eat the foodie, but it lands on my booty. So, but you have to really kind of figure out things that you like. I've been trying new things, like tonight. I've never had fresh beets. You know, So I'm going to make some fresh beets and trying to really extract the carbs. What are some of the things that you suggest when people are starting this, I call it a live it, not a diet.
What are some suggestions? I'm very anti-diet, because the first three letters of diet is die. The first four letters of healthy is heal. So I'm very focused on healing your body. And the first steps is just creating awareness around your body. So this is where sort of my mindset and my nutrition work hand in hand together. So finding the awareness of, you know, what makes you feel good. So I give the example of Macca's, because everybody thinks, oh, I'll go through drive work through and that'll be really quick and easy for me. And you think,
let me slow down, because you guys call them Mackers. Is that McDonald's?
Yeah, McDonald's.
Okay, yeah, they call them Mackers. We call them Big Macs, but okay, so you know what she's talking about, Brave. Yeah.
Yes, McDonald's. And so, you know, you might feel like the cheeseburger is going to make you feel great. So before you're going to eat it, you're like, yeah, this is really good. I feel really good. And then when you start eating it, if you're aware of your body, and this is where I teach my clients to start becoming aware of it, you might start feeling a bit yucky, a bit, you know, lethargic, because it can make you feel lethargic, the takeaway foods, or just a little bit sick, or then it could create the mindset of feeling a bit guilty because you could have just easily gone and got, you know, something health, a healthier version of takeaway. And then after it, was it really worth having that food? So it's all about fueling your body, what's best for you. And then another example I'd love to use, April, is superfoods. So for me, goji berries, I always was thinking, oh, I'm going to eat goji berries because they're great superfoods and they're really great for my energy, my antioxidants and all of those types of things. But it actually makes me feel so sick. I get tummy cramps and things like that. So at the same time, if you're not aware of your body, the healthy foods that you like are supposed to be really great for you might not be great for the individual.
Right. And you know what? People don't take into consideration, and I had to take into consideration, the fact that the bloat, there's a lot of bloat when you are trying to, you know, again, like I said, I'm a thick girl, and you got to get that bloat off before you can even start tackling the weight. Mm-hmm. What is it causing that? Is it bread? Is it carbonated beverages? Is it, you know, rice? Is it potatoes? When you eat it, you automatically know within about 10 or 15 minutes, it doesn't take a long time, you start feeling the bloat. I was starting to feel hardness in my abdomen, and I was like, this is not a cute look. And then you know, and then you play a tune out of your bottom. And then when you use the restroom, a lot of women do not eliminate every day. Danny?
That's exactly right. And it also could be your hormones. So it might have nothing to do with the food that you're eating. It could be that your hormones are imbalanced because of, you know, like years and years of not eating the things that fuel your body. So there's so many different factors to take into consideration why you're bloating. It could be that you're like leading into menopause. It could be because, you know, you have some type of autoimmune starting to happen. So you're reacting to different foods differently to most people. So like really getting to know what is affecting your body and then going into the research of that. So yeah, bloating is a big thing, and it's your body reacting. So it's saying, hey, I don't like this. It doesn't make me feel good.
Right. It doesn't make me feel good. But I love fish. I could eat fish probably 5 times a week. What is one of your favorite, you know, superfoods outside of the goji berries? But, you know, do you eat meat?
Yeah, I definitely eat meat. I'm married to a South African man, so.
he wants some meat there. But, you know, meat can cause a lot of disruption in the body, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have to really think about the meat that you do have as well, because, you know, when they're farmed differently, they can be full of hormones. They can be, you know, full of like grains and things like that that aren't good for your body. So really thinking about where you get your meat from and have small portions. So having red meat 7 days a week isn't great for your body, but you know, if you have one or two serves of red meat, that's really great for you. And then thinking about where that comes from as well.
So talk a little bit about work-life balance, because again, this is the Mompreneur Awards. You are juggling a business, your health, your mental health, but also a family.
Yes. Yeah. I actually run 2 businesses.
Oh, wow.
So I run a fitness business locally here in Brisbane, and then I've got my coaching brand that I do worldwide. So I've got both of those businesses running at a time. And it's been a journey, April. It's been such a journey of learning the balance. And I think probably over COVID has been the big sort of breakthrough for me. And I found the balance, and I've really found what's important to me. And it's to really be present in every moment. So if I'm working with my clients, I'm present with my clients. If I'm with my children, I'm present with my children. And that's really important to me. Like being a mom is, I love being a mom, and it makes me shine bright.
So define for us, what is being present for you?
So if I'm with a client, I'm not on my phone messaging somebody else, or I'm not thinking about what's happening next. I'm actually in the moment and giving that person my whole complete attention. And then they get the most out of me. So I've got that energy. So especially when I do my mindset coaching, I do a lot of rituals, I guess it can be called, before I go into that session, because the energy and the space that I hold for that person, I want to be able to hold it as strongly as I possibly can. So then, you know, having that time to do that little ritual beforehand, so then I'm present and and focused on that individual. And then with the kids, it's not working while I'm with them. So, you know, not on my phone doing emails or, right, you know, not running off and doing this thing. I mean, a lot, I do have my kids with me a lot in the fitness business, which I'm so blessed. I created that business so I could have them with me, because when that business was first built, I was with an emotionally abusive husband. So I always wanted my kids with me. So that was like, that was built kind of selfishly for myself, but now it's just blossomed into serving, you know, women that have kids. So it's really.
But you opened up great. Pandora's box. How did you get out of that situation? What was your aha moment, and how did you reset your mind to say, you know what, this is not something that I deserve. I deserve better.
Well, you know, I just thought that he was not nice when I was in it, to be completely honest. I didn't realize it was as bad as it was until I was out of it. But what my breaking point was, is I started doing a lot of personal development. And that's when I started studying NLP and understanding the way that the unconscious mind is working. And the more that I got deeper into that, the more I was thinking, oh my goodness, what am I doing to my children? Like, this is affecting their unconscious mind. My daughter's going to end up with a man like this because I'm not brave enough to leave, and things like that. So then that gave me the courage to say, no, that's it. I'm out.
Wow. What do you do for self-care? What do you do to pamper yourself?
I love to exercise.
Yeah.
I absolutely love to exercise. We love doing platters at home. My kids are obsessed with, we do platters. And so we do like cheeses and biscuits and fruit and all salad type of stuff. And we all sit around and have a platter. That's a big thing that we love to do in our house. And reading. I love to learn. I love to just keep up leveling.
When you are looking for a client, what's your ideal client to work with?
My ideal client is an ambitious, I can't even say the word, an ambitious woman that really is looking for that body confidence. So she's got this body consciousness at the moment, and she's really successful in so many areas of her life, but she doesn't know how to show that authentic voice, and she's looking to really step up into body confidence, and she's ready to do the work.
Why did you decide to coach? You know, there's mentors, there's coaches, there's teachers, but you know, a coach kind of pushes you.
Yeah.
Your cheerleader, you know, your mentor kind of schools you. Your teacher kind of educates you. What's your secret sauce for success? How do you create wins for your clients?
I just allow them to realize their own brilliance. So I guide them with the questions and the steps and the processes that I have. And I've created over, you know, it's nearly two decades now, showing my age.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, it's the systems that I've put in place, but they are just feeling like they're being guided. And so then they, at the end, they've created that space for themselves. So it's not like they've done it because of me, they've done it with me. And so that's just the questions that I ask them, the habits that we create, and I make it really simple. And it's just my passion, April. Like I love to be people's cheerleader. I love to watch people shine.
I like to watch people shine too. I don't know if it's in the gym.
It's not always in the gym. I work with a lot of business women, so it's not always in the gym.
And you know, and I had to do that. I had to incorporate different types of exercises, just like different types of mindset. You know, some people do yoga, some people do meditation, some people do hypnotherapy, some people do Reiki. It just depends on where you are. But I go outside and I'll dribble a basketball, or I'll go outside and I'll do a hula hoop, or I'll go outside and ride my bike. So there's different type of things. You don't always have to be in the gym, you know,
exactly.
Trying to, you know, lift weights or put your lipstick on while you're on the treadmill. I saw this girl on the treadmill putting her lipstick on. I looked at her. I was like, really? I was like, was I in judgment? Absolutely.
It's so true though, April. Like, I completely agree. Like, you know, go and dance to your favorite song, like do something that makes you feel good, and you, and like somatically, like movement gets the stuff out of you.
It does.
It's really good for you.
It really does. So let's ask some fun questions of you. We'll say, you know, one or the other. Black or white?
Black.
Up or down?
Up.
Vanilla or strawberry?
Vanilla.
What brings you the greatest joy?
My kids.
If you were an appliance in the kitchen, what appliance would you be?
What? Oh, that's a tough one, April. My Thermomix.
I'm telling you, I ask people that so many people want to be the Thermomix or the Vitamix. I want to be the cotton picking refrigerator. I just want to chill. I just want to chill. If you had three wishes, Danny, what would they be?
I would be living my mission of eradicating self-loathing in women worldwide. That would be an ultimate wish come true. My kids would never feel the heartache that I've had to through my life, through the decisions that I made earlier on. And a third wish would be, well, from the domino effect of eradicating self-loathing. So if I get that wish, then the world will be led with really strong, empowered women, and it would be a better place.
A lot of people say the same thing. They want world peace because it's chaos now. It's a lot
It
going on.
really is.
You said that one of them would, you would like to revisit possibly the heartache that you experienced in your life. But you know what? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and you would
That's
not
exactly
be the
right.
woman that you are today if you did not
Yeah.
go through the adversity that you did. And I'm sure that your daughter, you have one or two.
Two.
Yeah, I'm sure they're looking at you with reverence and saying, my mother is this amazing queen because she had the courage, but she also felt the fear and did it anyway.
That's exactly right. That's so true. And I think, I wouldn't be the coach I am today if I hadn't been through what I've been through either.
What would you tell a woman that's in the struggle? Because the struggle is real.
In the struggle of life.
Right. If
Yeah.
she's in a daunting place right now. She doesn't, have the self-confidence. She's kind of chubby. She doesn't want to move. She's in a dysfunctional relationship. How would you encourage her? What would you say?
So I'd encourage her to find someone that she can trust, and if she to just talk about it to get it out of her head, because once it's out of your head, it's not as big as it really is. And then if she doesn't feel that she can find someone like that, I'd also encourage her just to take the time for herself 5 minutes a day. And that's going to shift her entire world. So if that means go for a walk for 5 minutes, if that means sit on the toilet for 5 minutes, because that's the only place you can get peace, sit on the toilet for 5 minutes, find that 5 minutes of quiet in your day and your world will start shifting.
Are you a big person when it comes to like journaling and visualization?
Yeah, it took me a long time though. That's why I was saying, like, if someone's in the depths of struggles, journaling might not be the thing for them. Like, I really struggled with journaling first because I'm just like, well, what do I write? Dear diary. Because, you sort of have that old view of what journaling is. So then I do love journaling now because I know what it'll bring me, and it actually creates manifestation when you write things down and you have it in front of you and you say it to yourself every day and really create the life that you want. So that is definitely the steps that you do end up taking when you start your journey.
Well, what do you want your legacy to be, Danny?
That I've eradicated self-loathing in women worldwide.
That's a big undertaking. How do you even begin to draw that out? How do you, because
Life
self-loathing, because again, self-loathing, the big
is
word there
huge.
itself, it's an inside job. And
Yeah.
I get off on the word empowerment. I don't think that I can be empowered unless you put a power pack on my back. But I don't believe empowerment is an outside thing. That's an
It's
inside thing.
inside, absolutely.
So you have
Yeah.
to be motivated. You have to be clear. But most importantly, brains, you have to want it. And you got to do the work. You can sit there with Danny and, lift weights and eat good. But if you don't really do the deep dive and embed it within yourself, it's a moot point. Would you agree?
Yeah. Mindset's the first step. So you definitely need to work on your mindset first. That's why I really like people coming to me for that awakening of your mindset and really creating those habits and understanding who you are as a person, because you know, until you know who you are, it's really difficult to know what you want. So creating that really strong understanding of yourself, and like you said, doing that inside work and knowing what that is and understanding who she is again, because I know a lot of women that I work with, they come to me and they're like, I look in the mirror and I don't even know who I am anymore, because, you know, they've been busy giving themselves to others or just losing themselves in life, you know. So really understanding who you are, and then you can start doing whatever it is you want to do. You want to eat better, you want to go on stage and make yourself the, you know, shining bride, or you want to go and run a marathon, whatever it is. Before you do that, definitely do the mindset work.
You know, a lot of women do the work, but sometimes they overthink it, or they become the overachiever. I mean, you see, again, the chick at the gym. Now, she had the lipstick on, but baby, she was on that treadmill maybe an hour and 10, and I was drying off getting ready to go home. They overcompensate. They go from one extreme to another. Finding that balance is hard. It's fine, because now they're independent. Now I don't need a man. Now I can do this for myself. I can do this for my kids. But what happens is that you color in that space of love and being sexy and being attractive and drawing a suitor. You become hard. Do you ever find that happens to women?
Yeah. So it's such a huge thing that I actually speak a lot about now, is finding that balance between the feminine and masculine energy. And, you know, really understanding that, you know, masculine is what you're talking about. You know, you're in control, you're making the decisions, you know, you've got to get the things done. And, you know, you're really, it's great to be in that space sometimes, like, especially if you're a businesswoman, like, you do need to be in that space sometimes. But then also the feminine energy is that flow and that compassion and, you know, bringing in that sexuality and just really coming into your body. So if you really think about it, like, having both is like you're in your body when you're feminine and you're really projecting out when you're masculine. So finding that balance of those two energies and knowing that it's okay to be in that sort of flow of feminine energy. And I know for myself, when I met my husband that I have now, like, it was really difficult for me to take away that control, because I was so used to, like, I'm in control and I'm a single mom and I'm doing all these things. But when you let that flow happen, like, flow happens in your life. So finding that beautiful balance.
Well, you are a beautiful balance. Absolutely. Yes, you are. Tell my brains how to get in contact with you. I'd love for them to work with you. I want them to follow your progress. I want to share with you when we find out who the actual winners are of the Mompreneur there in Australia. And there's so much more. Tell them how to get in contact with you.
Yes, absolutely, April. So my website is dannyv.com. So dannyv.com. Or you can follow me on any social media. I'm Danny V Coach. So dannyvcoach.
What? I love how she rattled that off. Brains, I need you to go right here to this address, this location. See, it's right in your face. I need you to love, like, and share. Love, like, and share. All of this wonderful information, some self-care, some not dieting, but living the best possible life. And it starts up here. Everything starts up here, and then it falls down to here, and then it goes around the middle. So we want to just kind of work the mind, the body, the spirit, find joy, find peace, love yourself, and love others around you. Thank you so much, Danny V.
Thank you, April. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye, brains.
Bye.